Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Hayim Abayz, 6 lines from the bottom, by the word Shiurin Diyaraisa Ninu. So the Gemara had just said that at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the fact that a sukkah needs to be at least 10 tefachim tall is learnt out from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. And the Gemara quoted a memory of Rav that Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, that the general idea of Shiurin, the Shiurin for various things, Chatzitzin, Chatzitza by a mikvah, as well, the Gemara will discuss shortly, Umechitzin, they're all a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Now, in order to understand our Gemara, so it's really better understood, I'll pee the words of the Rambam in his Akdama to Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam over there explains that what is a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? Technically, everything is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Every Halacha that we have in Shas is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. It's a Halacha that was taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So what does it mean when Chazal say that something is considered a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? Everything is a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Explains the Rambam. The Rambam explains that things that everything technically is a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. However, we don't refer to everything as a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Things that you could derive from the either from the Pashal Pshad of a Pasuk, or from one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr Nidrash Asbahan, so you no longer call that a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Because Hashem put it, so to speak, into the Pasuk, and we learn it from the Pasuk. Of course, we also know it from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, but being that we see it from the Pasuk, so we don't refer to those Halachas as Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. A Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, says the Rambam, are the Halachas that don't have a drasha for that Halacha from the Torah. It's a Halacha that we only know based on our Mesirah that was from dating back to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So with that introduction in mind, the Gemara, again, Rav just said that Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin are all a Halach L'Moshe Mesinai, which means that they don't have a Pasuk. That's what we just said. We only refer to something as a Halach L'Moshe Mesinai if you don't have a Pasuk to teach us that din. So now ask the Gemara, Shi'urin Daraisaninu. How could you tell me, how could Rav say that Shi'urin are Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? Shi'urin are Daraisa. Meaning, of course, Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is also Daraisa. But you only, the Gemara means to be asking is that how could you call it Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai if we have a source for it from a Pasuk? What's the Pasuk? The Chsivs, the Pasuk says, Eretz Chitu Sa'ira V'Gafenu Ta'ena V'Rima in Eretz Zayis Shemenu Dvash. The Pasuk describes Eretz Yisrael as being a land of weed and barley, gefen, te'ena, rima, and eretz zayis, shemenu dvash, va'amar of chanun, that kol ha-pasuk hazeh, l'shiurin emar, that the entire pasuk is coming to teach us different halachos about shiurin, about different shiurin for different things. And he explained, chita, when the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael as being a land of chita, chita is a remes to one of the shiurim that we have. And what is that a remes for? For l'bayis ha-menuga, for a person who goes into a house that has saras. So the halach is as follows, that now we learned in the Mishnah, that hanichnas l'bayis ha-menuga, a person who walks into a house that has saras, the kelev al kseifav, and he has clothing that he has over his shoulder, meaning the clothing, not the clothing that he's wearing, the clothing that he has over his shoulders, the sandal of v'tavoisav v'yadoi, and shoes, and a ring perhaps in his hand, meaning not that he's not wearing any of these things that he's holding, so hu v'hein tamei miyad. So then the halacha is he, the person, along with the things that he's holding, they all become tamei as soon as they walk into the house that has saras. Because the pasuk says, habal abayi, the pasuk says that anybody or anything that goes into the house becomes tameh. So this person, along with the things that he's carrying, they all are considered haba el habayis, and they all become tameh. However, however, if he's wearing his clothing, the clothing that he's wearing, the shoes that are on his feet, the ring that's on his finger, so those things, being that they're on him, they're not considered haba el habayis. They didn't go into the house, the person went into the house. So the halacha is who tamei miyad? He, the person who's ba el habayis, he's tamei right away as soon as he walks into the house. But the things that he's wearing, the things that his clothing, his ring, and his shoes, they only become tame once he stays in the house for a certain amount of time. The shear of kedei achilas pras. Being that Rashi explains that it's learned out from a pasuk, but these things which aren't included in habala bayis, they only become tame once they stay in the house for a certain amount of time. Kedei achilas pras. Now kedei achilas pras literally means the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. So what type of bread, what type of eating? So the Gemara explains that paschitim v'loi pasa'irin, it's talking about wheat bread and not barley bread. Mesev, it's talking about a person eating while he's reclining. Va'aicha b'lifton, and eating the bread with dip. Which Shitas Rashi over here and in Erevin is that all these things make it that it's a faster shear, meaning it takes quicker to eat paschitin than it does to eat pasayirin. It's quicker to eat while leaning than while sitting, and it's quicker to eat with dipping than without dipping. So all these things make the shear shorter. But that's the shear k'dei echilas pras. Then all these things become tameh. So that's what chita in the pasuk is coming to teach us. When the Torah says chita, it's referring to this year of going into a house that has saras. Sa'ira, when the pasuk says sa'ira, that's teaching us about a shear for something else. That nan, we learned, that etzem kisa'ira, that a bone of a mace, that's the size of a barley seed, so it's metame b'magu masa. So it's metame a person b'magu masa, different forms of transferring tumma. So it's metame a person in these ways, of mago touching and masa is carrying. So a bone, it's that size of a barley seed, it's metame. Ve'enei metame ba'oyo. But it's not metame in oil, meaning if you have just a bone that's the size of a barley seed in a room, so not everything in the room becomes tameh. For that, there needs to be a larger shear, which Rashi goes into. But again, so sa'ira, that it says that which it says sa'ira in the pasuk is coming to teach us the shear for the etzem, for the bone of a mace. Gefen, when the Torah says gefen, it's kedei revias yayin la'nazir. That's to teach us about the shear for what a nazir is not allowed to eat. That's his chayav for eating if he eats kashir, the shear of kedei revias yayin. Te'ena, the shear for Haitzah on Shabbos of carrying food from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or vice versa is the shear of a fig, is a Te'ena, is a great Geres. That's the shear for Haitzah Shabbos. Rimain, a pomegranate, that not kol kli bali batim, shi'uran ki rimainim. Once you have a kli of an individual, so once it gets a hole in it that's the size of a pomegranate, so now it's considered a broken kli and it becomes tar, and it's no longer even possible for it to receive tumah. It's considered a broken kli once it gets a hole that's that size, that's the size of a pomegranate. Eretz Zayis Shemen. It says that Eretz Yisrael is a land that has Zayis Shemen, olive oil. Eretz Shekol Shiurim, Shekol Shiureha Kazesim. That's teaching us that Eretz Yisrael is a land that all of its Shiurim are Kazayis. Well, in fact, the Gemara, that doesn't seem to make any sense. Kol shiureh asal kadaitach. You really mean to tell me that the shiurim for everything is a kezayas? Ha'ika hani damrinon. What do you mean? We just listed a few things that have different shiurim, that have shiurim that are not a kezayas. Ela ema shiroiv shiureh ha'kezayasim. The Torah says kezayas to teach us, zayas shemen, to teach us that most shiurim of other things, the shiur of eating different things, they're all a kezayas. I saw that Tzlach asked, that Tzlach and Brachos and Daf Mem Aleph, so he asked that what does this have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Shiraiv Shiurek is Asim. Even Chutz La'aretz is a land that's Raiv Shiurek is Asim. It's not Eretz Yisrael specifically that's a land that Raiv Shiurek is Asim. Everywhere the shear doesn't change in Chutz La'aretz than it is in Eretz Yisrael. So the Tzlach explains that really Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, like we just had in Yuma. That really Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. So what's the nafkamina in the shear of an Isser? The only nafkamina in the shear of an Isser is because then once you have that shear, so now you'll be Chayiv Malkus. Now you'll be Chayiv, let's say Malkus for being Ivra and Alav. Now Malkus is only given in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it comes out that the only nafkamina of having the Shiurim, says the Tzlach, is when you're in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where you could get the Malkus. So that's why it's called that Eretz Yisrael is the land that Raiv Shiurek is Asim. Because in Chutz La'aretz there's no nafkamina in the Shir. Even Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, and there's no nafkamina, and there's no difference between having a Pachas Mikashir and having Kashir. It's only in Eretz Yisrael that's where you see the difference. That's what the Tzlach explains. Ba'al Kavanim says the Gemara Vayter, so now what's Davash? It says in the Pasuk Davash. Davash is literally honey, which comes from dates. So kikaseves hagasa b'yom kippurim, like we just had in Yuma, that the shear for being chayiv kares for eating on Yom Kippur is if a person eats kikaseves hagasa a large date. But the point is that we see from all this that Alma d'araisa ninu. We see that shiurim are d'araisa. It's learned out from this pasuk. So how could Rav say that shiurim are a halacha meisha m'sinai? It seems to be learned out from a pasuk. So, and for the Gemara of Etisfra, you really think that this pasuk is the makar for all these shiurim? Shiurim miksivi? Does it actually say the shiurim of all these things in the pasuk? It's not mafurish at all. How could you darshan this shiurim from the pasuk? The pasuk just says different foods, and we darshan from here all these shiurim. Ela hilchas aninu, really it is a halach l'maisha m'sinai, v'kra asmachta ba'almuhu. The pasuk's just the remez for it. It's not really, the way the Rambam explains, is that it's not really what the pasuk is coming to teach us. The pasuk is just that the chazal had a remez to all these shiurim from this pasuk. But really, the makar, the place that we know it from, all these shiurim is really from from Halacha Moshe Mesinai, it's from our Mesorah, it's not from the Pasuk. So now we clarified Shi'urim. Ask the Gemara now on Chatzitzin. How could Rav say that Chatzitzin are Halacha Moshe Mesinai? Chatzitzin de'araisen inu. Chatzitzin is learned out from a Pasuk. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'rachaitz es besara b'mayim, which we darshan from this Pasuk, Shelo yehei davar chaitzitz be'noi le'bein ha'mayim. You can't have something else being chaitzitz between a person's flesh and the water. When he goes into the water, when he goes to the mikvah, so he can't have anything separating. So you see that Chatzitz is learned out from a Pasuk. This Pasuk of V'rachaitz es besara b'mayim. So says the Gemara, ki asai hilchasa l'sarei. Ein hachanami, the fact that there can't be chatzitza on a person's flesh, that's learnt out from a pasuk. But the fact that there can't be a chatzitza in a person's hair, that it doesn't say in the pasuk. That's learnt out from a halach l'moshe m'sinai. And the Gemara now just brings, now what are the halachas? Where do we see it from that there's a concept of chatzitza by hair? Could the Rabbi Bar Chana, like Rabbi Bar Chana said, the Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, the nima achas kshura, if a person has one hair that's tied up and it's tangled up with itself, so chaitzetzes, it's very tight, and therefore it's chaitzetz. Shalosh einan chaitzetzes. If a person has three hairs, and they're tangled up with each other and tied in a knot, so then, it's not chaitzetz. Shalosh ein chaitzetzes. They're not chaitzetz because three hairs won't create a tight knot and the water will get through. Shtayim ein yaidea. And then Rabbi Bar Chana said that by two he's not sure. But the point is that you see that there's this concept of chatzitza by hair. That's not learned out from the pasuk. That's what Rav meant when he said that chatzitza is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Frak de Gemara, sa'ari nami da reisa nenu. What are you talking about? Here also is learned out from a pasuk. Dechziv, as the pasuk says, v'rachatz es b'sarei b'mayim, and we darshan from this word es, es hatafel l'b'sarei. Es is to teach us something which is secondary to the basar. What's secondary to the basar? Umay nihu, sa'ari, it's a person's hair. That even by hair, there's a din that has to go into the mikvah, and that there can't be a chatzitza. So you see, even the fact that there can't be a chatzitza by hair, that's also learned out from the pasuk. So what did Rav mean when he said that chatzitza is halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So says the Gemara, ki asai hilchasa l'krab Yitzchak. The Rav's din that he said that hair is halacha l'moshe m'sinai is for the halacha that Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said that Devar Torah, that really Midah Raisa, Rubai Umakbid Alav Chaitzetz. It's only if a person has a chatzitza on a majority of his hair or of his body, it's only if it's on Raiv and that he's Makbid about it, that he cares the fact that it's there, it bothers him that it's there. It's only if you have both of those two ingredients, it's Raiv and Makbid Alav, so then it's Chaitzetz. And this is a halacha Moshe M'sinai. This is no pasuk to tell us that. That the details of chatzitza that has to be Raiv Umakbid, that's halacha Moshe M'sinai. So again, so this a chatzitza means it's rubai umakbid alav. That's chaitzitz. V'she'eno imakbid alav, eno chaitzitz. But if he's not makbid, even if it's on most of his body, or most of his hair, if he's not makbid about it, it's not chaitzitz. If he's not makbid, it's bottled to his guf, and therefore it's not chaitzitz. And who adin, if there's a miut, even if he is makbid, if there's a miut and he's makbid, so you only have one ingredient. You have the fact that he's makbid, but it's not right. A miut ha-makbid is also not chaitzitz, because that's insignificant. However, says the Gemara, v'gazru al rubay she'enoi makbid, mishum rubay ha-makbid, chazal were geyzer midrabanan, that there's a problem of having chatzitza on majority of a person's body when he's makbid, when he's not makbid about it, because to a case of rubay ha-makbid. They were also geyser on this case when the chatzitza is only on the miyat of his body when he's makbid about it. Mishum rubei hamakbid because of a rive that he's makbid about. So they were geyser on those two cases. Ask the Gemara that there's a fourth case that seems to be left out. V'ligzer nami al miyutei she'enoi makbid mishum miyutei hamakbid. Why didn't Chazal also make a geyser on a case when you don't have either of the two conditions? When you have a miyat she'enoi makbid, when you have a miyat she'enoi makbid, they should have made a geyser mishum miyutei hamakbid, because of the case where a person has a chatzitza on a miyat, but he is makbid. Inami mishum rubay she'enoi makbid, or atu a case of a raiv she'enoi makbid, which we just said that Chazal were geyzer on those two cases. So midraban on those two cases, there's a problem of chatzitza. So they should have also made a gzeira on a miyat she'enoi makbid atu these cases. So says the Gemara that no, he goof a gzeira vanan nekam v'nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. No, it itself, even the case of miyat hamakbid or rubay she'enoi makbid, that itself is only a gzeira. So we're not going to make a gzeira unto those cases, which it itself is only a gzeira. Al Kabanim, it comes out that the halacha Moshe M'sinai that Rav was referring to when he said that by chatzitza it's a halacha Moshe M'sinai, it was referring to these details of rubay hamakbid. These details of rubay hamakbid, that's what Rav meant when he said that chatzitza is halacha Moshe M'sinai.